Big Brother, mainstream government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, during that two-minute break, Dallas was on fire telling me what's going on. I wanted to repeat that. And he's seen the footage of the body cam released by Grassley, and he's now seen for the first time the video. They now admit that the Secret Service headquarters was in the building that's a little bit taller, about 15 feet taller, looking down 50 feet where the shooter was for 26 minutes. And you, just repeat what you said. You said they're trying to downplay something this badass. This was real. Everybody knows it's real, and they don't know what to do. Just kind of repeat what you said.
Yeah, I was just saying this was to go back to, calling it shrapnel versus a bullet. I think, like, you know, anyone, and again, it doesn't matter your political stance. I think anyone that saw this, or anyone that's been to war, anyone that's been in a gunfight, anyone that's had bullets whiz by their head, for Trump to get hit with a bullet and then stand up and be like, okay, this is still important. We have to fight, you know, and stop and take that moment tactically. If I was in Secret Service, I would not have let him do that.
No, he rolled the dice on his life to be strong.
He rolled the dice to send a message. And I think it was pretty badass. And I think they're trying to downplay that by saying, you know, he probably wasn't shot. It was more maybe. We're not sure yet. You know, it could be shrapnel from somewhere. Just doesn't make any sense. And I think that's it. It's just to, like, you know, tone down. Because I think a lot of people are feeling the same way. Like, wow. That was pretty badass. Like, he got shot and he's still, you know, stopping to send this message to people. And I think people feel that and see it regardless of where they stand politically. Because, you know, there's a lot of people that can relate to having been shot at and what goes through your body and goes through your mind. And there's lots of people that just can't, but also could appreciate that it's probably pretty damn scary.
And you're saying as a soldier, you admire this.
Yeah, totally.
You feel kinship.
Absolutely. I've seen soldiers react worse to gunfire. You know what I mean? Like, I thought it was pretty badass.
Let me roll the short video. This has been released now. And this is inside. It turns out the Secret Service Command Center, obviously the highest building, 500 feet. So 50 feet in front for the shooter. He's 26 minutes on this roof. Watch this video. Shot. They now, Congress has this one day after the shooting. This was a Secret Service command nest. Dallas Alexander, farthest shot in history, one of the top snipers in the world. What do you make of that now? Now knowing they were sitting on top of where the shooter was, while everybody was pointing up saying, he's up there.
Yeah, what's the point of that command center if you're not taking command of anything, for one? But for two, it just is another thing that is, to me, absurd. Like, it was, you know, I think there was a statement saying that, oh, we chose to secure the building from inside as opposed to whatever, having someone on the dangerous slope of that roof, as you can see there. It goes along the same line. It's like, what is the point of that? You know what I mean? What's the point of the command center if they're not taking command of anything? And you're overlooking a position like that and not doing anything about it? Or is no one looking? I don't know what the task was of that command center.
Well, you were shooting people at 2 miles away. This is 50 feet. I mean, how is he parading around for 26 minutes? This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, the only word I can keep coming to mind is ridiculous. Even just, you know... And it started with them saying that building was secure from the inside. Like, go sit in your bedroom and tell me if you can know who's, you know, at your front door, your back door, at the side of your house, unless they had cameras up, which I don't think they did, obviously, because he got on the roof and 50 feet from a Secret Service command center. None of it makes any sense. And as the days go on, it makes less and less sense, the story they're trying to spin.
I know you got to go. 1 minute break. I want to ask you what should be done about this as a Canadian, but as a top sniper. What do you think Trump should be doing? What do you think comes next? We'll be gone in 5 minutes, but we really appreciate Dallas Alexander, dallasalexander.ca. Stay with us. Back in 60 seconds. This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the articles, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones, and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs Nitric Boost. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the Nano Silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war!
In a world of deception, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I really appreciate Dallas Alexander and his busy schedule. One of the top snipers in the world, credited with the longest shot in history with his team, 2.2 miles in Iraq. And I didn't talk to him before it came on. I'm just a lay shooter. I don't know all the ballistics and names and terms, but I've shot a lot of stuff. You know, I'm an East Texas hillbilly, and they didn't have garbage trucks, so there's just big trash piles all over our ranch, in these woods, those woods. My whole life was, you know, go to this farmhouse. You know, great-grandma died 50 years ago, but there's a giant trash pile out there you can shoot up. If I'd have known how valuable those old trucks and stuff was, I wouldn't have shot them. But the point is, I know what bullets going into metal looks like. I know about ricochets. I know about, you know, situations. And he just validated as a top expert what I was saying. But in closing, Trump has said, okay, no more outdoor stuff for now. I think that's smart. It's not a cowardly move. We don't want our king out front. We got the pawns for that. But just in general, about his security detail, he's trying to bring in private security. They're there. But then it's an issue because the Secret Service is still over him. Any other observations you want to make to the millions watching right now?
Yeah, I think that one, and this is what we spoke about last time a little bit, is that he needs a security team he can trust. And it needs to be robust, I think, for the next 8 months or whatever it is until he's officially in power. It needs to be maximum paranoia, unfortunately. Indoors, a little bit easier to contain, and it eliminates some of those further shooting positions that could be possible. It takes a little bit less manpower. You can have more control of who's there, who's sneaking in, like, you know, apparently this kid did. But then everything from how he's getting from point A to point B, the road moves, the tactics behind that, anytime he is outside, you know, drones, using them and also watching for them because they can be weaponized, food and drink and all the things that he likes to do. It just needs to be monitored very tightly by a team that he can, well, he'd be putting their life in.
And let me digress. I'm glad you raised drones, because his plane's a target, poison's a target, shooting's a target, truck bomb. But I forget the drones. This guy flew a drone with it. That's really a key point.
Yeah. And they're almost the scariest thing coming in warfare, is because they can be small, they can be lethal. ISIS uses them against us overseas with ordnance that they would drop. And it doesn't take a crazy amount of knowledge to be able to rig them up. I think it's something that definitely needs to be looked at very seriously.
So in general, you agree with Trump's decision to not do outdoor rallies right now?
Yeah, I don't know what the need would be to do an outdoor rally that increases, you know, the probability of someone being able to sneak in or sneak closer, or, you know, just there's a lot more shooting positions generally available outdoors than indoors. All of that stuff, I don't see what the requirement for it would be if you could still do a rally, you know, in an arena or in a stadium or whatever.
In closing, a lot of folks from the acoustics think two shooters. I don't know. FBI says 8 shell casings. Regardless, can you speak to that briefly? And then they don't need to even warm up another deep state team if that's what this was. I think it was. You see the stand down's totally clear. That's the evidence that it was central control doing this. But now there's going to be a major copycat effect, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of, there's the one we spoke about previously where, you know, how desperate are the people that wanted this done? But then anything that gets this much attention in this, you know, modern day world, sadly, has other people wanting to do it. As soon as you see a video go viral, there's a bunch of other more people making videos just like it. And in a world that, you know, where attention and clicks and likes and everything is so valuable to people, it can be scary sometimes.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the time. We really appreciate you coming on to give us your analysis. God bless you. People can find you at DallasAlexander.ca. And by the way, I knew who you were as a sniper, as I said, but your music is top notch. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'll ship you guys some vinyl records.
Everybody needs to go on Spotify and look up Dallas Alexander. You will not be disappointed. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Alex.
All right. I said I'd open the phones up, and I've still got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 stacks. But there's something about already researching all this news and then coming back up and covering it. But, I mean, I already kind of hit some of it. I think we'll just open the phones up for the balance of the show. But, again, I'm a layperson. You heard my analysis. Didn't talk to Dallas before. I told you about bullets because I've shot conservatively over 1,000 animals. And not in a mean way. It's just to get food. Most of them were birds. But I've shot hundreds of deer and other big, big things, and I know about that. But what I've really shot is junk piles. Because I grew up, again, we lived in Dallas. We would drive almost every weekend to my dad's ranch. And I've shot junk piles until my eyes bleed. And I know what bullets do. And I told you what they do, and you just heard Top Sniper agree with me. They don't bounce back like that. It's not how it works. It's total crap. And they're trying to play down, ladies and gentlemen, what has really happened here. So that's where we are. Now that I think about it, I probably shot 1,000 dove, probably 500 quail, conservatively. And God, the left hears that. You killed an animal. These same idiots go buy a cheeseburger and don't care that somebody slaughtered it for them. I don't enjoy killing the animal. It's the instinctive action of the hunting and the gathering. I love picking blackberries. I remember being like 7 years old, my grandmother, and she said, let's go out on the ranch on the fence lines and let's pick blackberries and let's make a pie. And it's all misting out there in the springtime and you're picking all these berries in the bag and you go home and she gets the pie. She makes you roll it out because, you know, I didn't realize how lucky I was that I'm in the tail end of the frontier people. Like, it sounds weird to a new listener. Like, you were 4 years old shooting Folger cans in the backyard. But I remember that's one of my best, strongest early memories was like, I remember it's back to being about two, but really strong at three or four. And it was like a ritual. Here comes the 410 shotgun and grandpa and everybody's there. And you're sitting there and you do it and you're there for like 3 days. And every day they make you shoot the shotgun and they give you the shotgun and you learn how powerful it is. And they give you a lesson about don't touch it unless we're here. And then and then you shoot almost every weekend and it goes back to that graveyard. Not on our family property anymore because they sold it to the Plum Creek Ranch 40 years ago. We had a lot bigger piece of property, but there's a family graveyard of the Johnsons, the Joneses, and the Browns. And it's amazing, all these vines all over it. And it's like, killed by Comanches, 1830. And like, half the graves are little kids that died. Because back then, you know, people lived like 90 if they didn't die when they were young. But half of them died before they were age 10. And it's all out there. I was thinking, why was I being given a shotgun at 4 years old? Why was I getting put on a horse when I was 5 years old? Because I was literally just a few generations away from people where they had to be working out in the fields and they had to be doing all this stuff. And the kids had to have guns if the Comanches came. That was why. But I didn't do that with my kids. They weren't shooting till they were six or seven. And nothing like me because I didn't immerse them in it. But I literally got the tail end of that. And it's amazing the difference of Americans back then compared to Americans now, because that must sound so alien to Chuckie Schumer, who at 80 years old, or whatever he is, can't cook a hamburger. And then I'm up here on air saying, yeah, I was 4 years old shooting 410 shotguns. That to them sounds like space alien talk, folks. And the reason I raised that story is we have to get back to those basic roots, because people just don't have any common sense anymore. Any common sense. And people back then said, you've got to build a competent man or a competent woman. Like, the feminists claim they want to empower women. The average feminist can't even tie their shoelaces. Hell, you know about feminists? I mean, my ancestors, the women I knew, not just my grandma, but her sisters, I mean, they were could shoot and cook and jump on a horse and shoe a horse and butcher a cow and put on a dress and go square dancing. They were badass. Those were amazing women. And you look at Chuckie Schumer, he can't even cook a hamburger. And we've lost that knowledge. And I've been a big part of it. My children, compared to most people, are amazing. But they are a shadow of what I was, a shadow of what my dad was. I mean, they're good old stuff they do. I'm going to put my kids down. And I'm saying I didn't teach them all this. Hell, I ignored how to break down guns and clean them because I'd just give them to the grandparents or my parents to do it until I was about 15. And then my uncle, you know, who lives out there, he'd say, I'm tired of you bringing these guns in dirty. You're going to learn how to clean these guns. And so I learned how to break a gun down and clean a gun. But the point is that it is so satisfying to be competent. It's so satisfying to know how to do something. I mean, basic stuff, folks. The average person does not know how to change a tire. But growing up, and I'm, again, way worse than my parents or their parents, it was like religious when we changed. My dad would say, that person has a flat tire. Let's fix their tire. He'd pull over, help some woman. And it was like my dad was just loving, oh, God, I'm changing a tire. I'm roofing a house. My dad, I remember like my dad making me roof my grandparents' house, my mom's parents. When that truck pulls up with all those roofing supplies and him just licking his lips, and he goes, we're going to roof this house. And the next day, it took a day and a half. But the point was, it was a religion. I remember watching my dad get so excited. Today we're going to clean the garage. I'd be like, oh God, I want to go play baseball. No, we're cleaning the garage today. Today we're going to paint the living room. And see, I was made to do it, so I know how to do it. My dad loved it because that was the difference. I remember being a little kid before we got to Grandma's house, which went down there every couple of weeks at least from Dallas. My dad on the way would pull in these old people he knew, these different farms, and he'd say, yeah, it's about the season. They'll probably be there. Didn't have cell phones then, didn't have any of that. He'd pull into some old lady's house. She'd go, yeah, you're here right on time. I just picked the green beans this morning. And he'd give him a big old bag of green beans. My dad gave her like $2. And he'd say, now let's pull over here and let's get some apples. He'd pull into some old house, some old black woman come out. Yeah, I got apples in here, but if you want to pick them, go ahead. My dad put a ladder on a tree. I'd be up in this big tree for like an hour and a half. And we'd be picking these big old apples. There's giant caterpillars in the tree. And I was just high as a kite picking the apples. And then my dad would say, now we're going to pull over, and we're going to get some eggs. And then and he'd pull over, and sure enough, they go, we got the eggs you need. And I get the eggs. And then we'd come pulling in at Grandma's house right at dark. It was all perfectly timed. He'd leave work early. He'd leave about 2 o'clock. He'd pick me up at school early. We'd drive down there, and we'd just get everything we needed right there. That's what humans are supposed to do. That's what we do. And when you're doing that, you get high. High on life, high on the universe, high on what we build, what we do. And we can have communities like that again, folks, where we all know each other. And we all supply each other. And it's not BlackRock and some bugs we're eating. And I'm telling you, the whole future is when everybody figures out the New World Order is a lie. You can have your fancy Tesla car. You can have your satellite dish. You can have it all. But if you're not picking blackberries in the spring, dude, and if you're not butchering that cow, and if you're not shooting that wild hog at 600 yards away, you ain't living. It's like George Strait says, if you ain't loving, you ain't living. At the end of the day, I realize I sit here and I focus on the negative all day. And whenever I get in that quiet place the Most High God talks about, like King David talked about, God just says, you need to stop talking about all the bad stuff the enemy's doing. You still do it. Tell them short, sweet. Why don't you tell them how beautiful the universe is? Why don't you tell them how great mothers and fathers are, and how great grandmas and grandpas and children are? Why don't you talk about all the good things, Jones? And that's the message of God I've ignored. because I want to keep fighting the enemy, and I will. But at the end of the day, exercising, and I need to do it more. I hiked and worked out this morning. I feel good. But just appreciating what God's given us and just looking at creation, you see God's work in it all. God's signature is on it. A great work of art, a great art, a work of love that we're all appreciating together now. That's what this is all about. And that's what we need to do. So we need to talk about these things more, because it's like satanic. It isn't like satanic. It is satanic to spend our time all day looking at Kamala Harris and looking at Joe Biden and looking at Barack Obama and looking at King Charles. But they don't want us looking at Trump because he's a big old giant party animal. He's Mr. Success. He wants success. He's like the cornucopia. He's like the ghost of Christmas present. You ever read that book, Christmas Carol, or watch movies about it? You know, Christmas Past, you got Christmas Presents, like this big Santa Claus character. Christmas Future is the Grim Reaper. But Trump is just like, success. But real success is decoupling ourselves from the system and building the new system. And there's not some new country we can run away from or run to. There's not some new thing like that, but we can build it right here in our communities. And we can do it by seeing through the division. We still understand the attacks and protect ourselves, but we understand those that are attacking us, most of them are zombies being manipulated. We understand the larger paradigm to the enemy operation. All right. Let me give out the toll-free number. Just put 10 calls on the board, because I won't be able to get to any more than that. I don't want people to stay on hold. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. 877-789 Alex. First time, long time, agree, disagree. We'll go to your phone calls straight ahead. But I know this, rediscovering humanity is going to be the most epic event humans have ever been through. Because as we have our humanity taken away from us, we're going to desire the epigenetic code God gave us, and we're going to want that humanity more than ever, and it is going to be beautiful, and it is going to be powerful. And then we'll have 1,000 years of light. And then one more time, Satan will be let out of the pit to tempt us one more time. And then all of this universe will be rolled up like a scroll and destroyed. And we will join God in eternity at the next level forever. So let it be written. So let it be done. This is the boot camp. This is the test. You will not be given the awesome power that God is ready to give you if you have not been tested. Anything we envision, we can now build. We are made in the image of God. We are not God, but we are shards of God's consciousness. We are God's teardrops and God's desires and God's love. We are God's children. He loves us more than we love our own children. God loves the sparrow of the field and the tree so much he cries. Imagine how much he loves you. The great comedian Andrew Schultz has been on fire lately. I know behind the scenes, I've been on the show. He's a big listener. He's fully awake, but now he feels safe to tell the truth. Here's Andrew Schultz knocking out of the park.
From drool runnings to cool runnings faster than a female cop can fumble her firearm. Move over, RFK. This November, we've got a new throat goat, and apparently her headshots don't miss. Kamala Harris, or as we call her, Warhawk Tua, the half-black, half-Indian parents met at a 7-Eleven robbery, is officially the Democratic nominee. Surely the Dems, the party that calls Trump the end of democracy, surely they allowed the voters to choose Kamala, right? What? No? Wait, there's no right to choose? Guys, this is a presidential election, not a woman's body in Oklahoma. Now, I don't want to seem like a flat-earthing, dinosaur-denying, believe-all-women conspiracy theorist, but it kind of feels like the Democrats dragged Biden's lifeless corpse through the campaign long enough to avoid a primary so they could place whoever they wanted as the nominee. And that's about as democratic as North Korea's Got Talent. Sidebar, last year's winner, Ching Chong Chestnut, ate 46 rats. Congratulations, Ching Chong. That's a lot of rats. We'll look forward to seeing how many you eat next year. What I'm saying is they used a vegetable to install a plant. And honestly, we would have been happier with a fruit. But the reality is it doesn't matter. Last week, Trump became invincible. Literally. He was leading before, and now he's number one with a bullet. At this point, if the Dems wanted to beat Thrifty Cent, they'd have to run George Washington, and Kamala could work for him. Paid. Now, why is Trump invincible? Because he has the power of Hulkamania, obviously, brother, with a hard R. And also, because this pimple-lipped, pug-faced incel, we'll call him a trench bulldog, tried to make Trump's brain public domain. Fortunately, even a bullet couldn't make Donald open-minded. Now, getting a shot off at the president must be an incredibly difficult thing to accomplish. I mean, not as difficult as finding binoculars to fit his eyes. Jesus, he looks like the sloth from Ice Age. But he must have designed a pretty ingenious plot to circumvent the Secret Service and what's that? Wait, you're saying that Herpy Potter was just walking around with a loaded gun like he was on an Alec Baldwin set? He was carrying a fucking ladder and a rangefinder? He propped it up on a building that had cops in it, positioned himself on the roof with a perfect sight line to the president, and no one did anything? This Mickey Mouse security detail was so goofy it made Donald duck. Oh, boy. Who's in charge of the Secret Service? A lady? Wait, what? Seriously? Well, of course she didn't have anyone on top of the building. Women only care about shots on a roof when there's a pool party. Now, I don't want to seem like a Bigfoot tracking, moon landing denying Jews don't control the weather conspiracy theorist, but it doesn't exactly feel like a 20-year-old fetal alcohol face McLovin should be able to infiltrate the most advanced security detail in history. I mean, the only other thing he's penetrated was his palm. Did Kim Cheadle hire Epstein's NyQuil night watch? What the f*** is going on here? This just doesn't feel right. And that's the problem. Nothing feels right. We have officially entered the post-truth age. We can't trust the media. We can't trust the government. We can't trust the pharmaceutical industry. We can't even trust the food we eat. So who can you trust? Me. Your good friend, Schultze. This episode has been brought to you by Pfizer. There is no promo code. There's nothing to fill out. They're already inside you. But before we bitch, whine, and complain, just remember, like it or not, this is what we asked for. We wanted fast content that makes us feel good. We want politicians who lie to us. We want sugary food to fill us up and pills to slim us down. We don't want what's good for us. We want what's convenient. So we made our bed. Might as well get comfy. Sleep tight.
Wow. By the way, I just had Tucker Carlson's crew send me an interesting link. You know, we're not dunking here. We're not against anybody. It's great. Tucker Carlson is now number one on Spotify, biggest podcast in the world. He just launched it a month ago, above Rogan. So I might be on that podcast soon, I might have heard, and on tour with Tucker in Pennsylvania and other places. But a lot of exciting things happening. Freedom is popular. We're going to come back and take your phone calls. Godzilla in Japan. Godzilla! Harry, Mike, Roger, Joshua, Jennifer, and Steve. That's all the calls we're going to take. It's all the time we have. But we'll be taking your calls back in 4 short minutes. Thank you all for your support. Please go to DrJonesNaturals.com and InfoWarsStore.com if you want great products and to fight the New World Order. There's nowhere you can support and fight the globals better than InfoWars. Stay with us. Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us. So that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs. And they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
In a world filled with uncertainty, you could be prepared with InfoWars Life Select. Our store of food is not only delicious, but it's your first line of defense against food shortages and unpredictable times. Our high-quality meals are packed with nutrition your body needs and packed for long-term secure storage. Whether it's a natural disaster or societal disruptions, ensure your family's future with InfoWars Life Select. Don't wait for the unexpected. Visit preparewithalex.com and stock up on storable food today.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water. Not to mention all the other chemicals in food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
We brought in a non-globalist paid actor and did a blind taste test between the mac and cheese from Storable Foods at InfoWarsStore.com and one of America's leading brands. These are the results.
Now go ahead and try the first macaroni and cheese to your right.
It literally smells like nothing.
What are your first thoughts?
Typical. Takes me back to when the babysitter doesn't quite know how to make it like your mom makes it, so it's just not...
Let's move on to the one on your left.
See, this one actually smells like cheese. All right. Do I have any on my fork here? Go buy your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
That's how the left sees Trump and InfoWars and you. They say he's got to go. Godzilla. Ha, ha, former head of the CIA, Hayden, said 3 weeks ago, he said, we can't stop Republicans. They don't care what we do to them. They're nihilists. No, we're not nihilists. We won't be ruled by pedophile New World Order scum. And I'm not saying Hayden is a pedophile. I'm saying if I was going to cast him for a pedophile in a movie, I'd hire him. Godzilla. Got your number, buddy. Got your number. There goes Tokyo. So you want to fight? You figured it out, bastards. You got one. And we got God on our side, so good luck. Well, this better be good with this build-up. We got a caller from Japan called Godzilla. Godzilla, thanks for holding. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Mr. Jones? Yeah, I'm here in Tokyo, and I've been listening to the coverage regarding the Trump assassination attempt. You always talk about Fight Club. Thought it was kind of interesting. You got hit in the ear, and it was like the movie Fight Club when Tyler Durden famously says, you know, you hit me in the ear. So it was a weird lineup. And then super weird. I'm a shooter myself. I like shooting 50 cal and different sniper rifles. I don't believe that there's only 8 shots because, as we all agree, this is a professional hit. And if there's professional assassins taking out a high-value target, there's not really anything higher than the president of the U.S. I think the snipers are 100% going to be using silencers. So I think that's an important area, angle to consider. And then lastly, the shooter that they're saying that it's Crooks, it doesn't appear that he has the same chin facial hair. He has no chin facial hair like the person.
No, I agree. I've seen the photo of the dead guy on the body cam versus the guy they said did it. Not the same person.
Yeah, it does not look like the same person at all. So I want to know.
And let's talk about Japan. What about Abe getting assassinated last year?
Yeah, yeah. And deep state assassinations are hot. You know, they're known for killing people. But Japan here is beautiful. It's amazing how well they take care of the country here, and they have national pride. I wish I would see more of it stateside, where they
basically have no crime. So are you like a translator, or what do you do in Japan?
Oh no, I'm just on vacation. This is Wild from Wisconsin.
Oh, cool. So what do the Japanese think about the assassination attempt?
I've seen, on all the newspapers, majority of the time on the front cover is a picture of Trump or Biden or Kamala Harris lately, and they're all vacuum cleaner intrigued, sucked into the drama of this election cycle.
Who would you say, from talking to folks, who are the Japanese supporting?
I would say more so they're you know, just because he seems to be more of like a character and care more about America. They have such huge national pride here. It's amazing how respectful they are and how much they love their country here. So I think they see that Trump also loves America, where like Kamala Harris, you know, she's like, I don't know, she seems like a bad choice for president. She hates America. She hates Americana. She wants to destroy America. Her dad was a Marxist named Donald, so like she has a Donald daddy. You know, but like maybe America's so messed up. Maybe we need a president that's getting, you know, screwed, and a female president, you know.
Well, that's right. If Trump gets in, they can blame the collapse on him. Imagine Kamala, it'll be even worse for him. Exactly. They're screwed any way you slice it, folks. Thank you, Godzilla, for calling. Let's go to Joseph in Pennsylvania. Joseph, go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead, sir.
Hello, it's Joshua, Pennsylvania. I was calling reference speculating Kamala Tail Harris, and what if she picked up Josh Shapiro from Pennsylvania as the VP, and then maybe that's why he's running all that shade with all that Butler incident and all the jazzes. On another one.
Yeah, no, yeah, they're saying Shapiro's kind of the front runner right now.
And then on another one, I just went to see my grandmother in Florida. She turned 100 this past weekend, and I hear you get a letter from the president. I hope Sleepy Joe didn't forget to write the letter, because I hear when you turn 100. But in reference to that, I was going through TSA, and they were so aggressive, they almost finger-butted me. You know, and the security at the president's rally, my gosh, TSA, they won't even...
Well, you should tell them you're an illegal alien. They just wave you right through.
I know. It's astonishing. I mean, and the other thing I want to talk about is the Postal Service, forever stamps, because I know the gold and silver, but the Postal Service used to have much credibility. I wish they would bring back, I think the integrity is still there. I wish they would just bring a little more. Nobody really ever talks about that old Postal Service.
No, good point, brother. I appreciate your call. We're going to move quick. Jennifer in South Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Hello, how are you today, Mr.
Good.
Jones?
Good, go ahead.
I wanted to talk about the assassination. I watched it live, and there is no way that he was hit by shrapnel. There is no way in hell that he was hit by shrapnel. Both of the teleprompters were standing and not broken. There was nothing between him and the shooter.
I mean, I agree. He's up on the podium. They're shooting at him. He grazes here, and the FBI just wants to downplay it.
And then I saw another thing where a gentleman on top of the bleacher behind him was shot. Well, the shooter was shooting down at Trump. How was somebody on the top of the bleacher hit? It makes no sense.
Well, I don't think we'll ever know exactly what happened, but we know they tried to kill him. You can't fake what happened.
No, you can't. There's no way.
What are they going to do now, though, that Trump survived? They are in full panic mode.
Yes, they are. I've seen it. I've seen it in the DNC here in South Carolina. They were one of the first ones that threw in with Kamala Harris. And it's insane. It's absolutely insane.
It's dangerous, too. I mean, what do you think about their plan? It's clear they're trying to start a civil war. They're going to do some false flags. I mean, that's what they've got pre-programmed. I don't know if America's going to buy that. I don't think America will buy it.
They are starting false flags. Look what they did to the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia yesterday.
I'm glad you mentioned that. That was the next point. We'll B-roll this. Again, Israel's not perfect. It's not about that. You have communists literally burning American flags, attacking park police, attacking the Liberty Bell, burning American flags. These are scum. So just because Israel isn't perfect doesn't mean now these people are all great. What do you make of this?
I dealt with a couple people that were this way, and there is no reasoning with them. They are so programmed by the media, by whatever. It's insane. They need to be put in mental institutions.
I just want to know why we're bringing millions of people here that literally want to burn American flags. And you go, okay, well, we don't like some things Israel does. Okay, great. Why are we bringing people here that literally want to burn down the country and hate us?
They are trying to bring them here to overthrow the Constitutional Republic.
100%. And during the uprising, when Trump gets elected, this is who they plan to detonate it. And they're going to use Israel and all that as the pretext to stir people up. It's so obvious. Thank you for the call. Since you mentioned that, and look, I have big problems with Benjamin Netanyahu trying to make everybody take shots in Israel and all things he's done. But he did have some zingers that I thought were powerful. And again, as much as people want to hate Netanyahu, I'm not here to defend him. I'm not his apologist. Okay, Netanyahu, manipulator politics, he's got problems, whatever. Okay, great, I criticize him. What about the communists who want to burn the American flag? Like he was, oh, well, we don't like Netanyahu, so these people are fine. Play clip 12. And clip 14 together, because Netanyahu had some great zingers. Some of these protesters hold up signs proclaiming gays for Gaza. They might as well hold up signs saying chickens for KFC. That's funny. He went on to say, I have a message for these anti-Semitic protesters. Play those clips.
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Some of these protesters hold up signs proclaiming gays for Gaza. They might as well hold up signs saying chickens for KFC. These protesters chant from the river to the sea, but many don't have a clue. Right now, outside this building, not that many, but they're there and throughout the city. Well, I have a message for these protesters. When the tyrants of Tehran, who hang gays from cranes, and murder women for not covering their hair are praising, promoting, and funding you, you have officially become Iran's useful idiots.
And that's my point. I'm a major critic of the Israeli government. It's like I am the U.S. government. But that doesn't mean I then embrace literal communist Hamas Hezbollah people. It's beyond stupid. It's disgusting. But it is definitely the chic thing to do in Hollywood and with the left and all the rest of it. Elon Musk was right. He's like, he put a tweet out this morning. He said, like, the main anti-Semitic movements in the left, and then they turn around and say, because I want closed borders or control borders or lower taxes, I'm anti-Semitic, and the ADL tries to shut me down. I hate the ADL. The ADL hates me because, see, I want freedom. And so they use the whole anti-Semitic thing against people that aren't anti-Semitic because the ADL gets more donations if people are anti-Semitic. They're stirring it up. So I hate the ADL, and I hate Hamas, and I hate Hezbollah, and I hate all of it. I absolutely hate it. People who have been lifelong Democrats refuse to accept the clear reality. The Democratic Party is rapidly becoming openly anti-Semitic. This trend is accelerating, not slowing down. Knock, knock, hello, Captain Obvious here, said Elon Musk. So I just want to control our borders and have low taxes and not destroy the dollar and not have World War III. And I don't want to be a pawn of the ADL or Hamas or any of them. I'm just here saying I want freedom. I don't care if you're Jewish or Muslim or Christian or whatever you are. I'm a straight shooter. But they don't want to have straight shooting. They want us all fighting with each other while the ESGs and the central bank digital currencies go into effect. It's disgusting. I've got so many videos, the American flag burnings and all of it. I mean, it's just like, come on, please. Again, if you went to a buffet and they were serving 20 dishes of food poisoning, I don't want any of it. Can't you get that? We're supposed to pick a side. No, I'm not one of the Hamas or Hezbollah, and I'm not with Israel either. Because Israel's got its own issues. I'm an American, and I'm allowed to say I don't like any of the above. But at the same time, I don't sit there and grovel to political correctness. Let's go to Mike in California. Mike, thanks for holding you on the air.
California is wonderful. It's all Republican.
All right. Well, you're from California, Mike. Go ahead. You're on the air.
All right. I want to talk about Trump.
Yeah, I'm not screening your call. You're on air right now. Go ahead.
Okay, with the assassination and everything, second guess and everything, why doesn't anybody talk about why Crooks was on the ground for so long for everyone to see? He was on the roof for 26 minutes for everyone to see for a purpose. Nobody's talking about that. And then after everything in Congress, when they talk to the chief, the Cheeto lady, and they ask her flat out how many shells were on the roof, and she wouldn't answer. After the shooting, they get up there real quick and they clean everything up. How many shells were up there? How many shots did he
take? Sure, so there was a stand down. They tried to kill Trump. I agree with you. So what's the bottom line?
But what did he even shoot? They show a picture of his gun 6 feet away from his body, no scope on it. I don't think he shot a shot.
I think there's a second shooter. I agree with you.
The first shooter was in the window behind him, and the second shooter was up on the water tower, because if you play all these clips that people put it that are people are sending in, there are certain ones that you can see the muzzle flash on. But they like that big story of the kid on the ground running around, you know, getting everybody else's attention.
You mean they have a patsy like Lee Harvey Oswald or Tim McVeigh?
I mean, big time patsy. You can blame it on any. He's your patsy, obviously. You know, that's what it was at first, but to have him parade himself around like that for everybody to see for so long.
Mike, I totally agree with you. Thank you. Let's talk to John in Connecticut on the Trump shooting. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, brother.
John from Connecticut. I've listened to you for 18 years, man, and you've totally changed my life. Your products are amazing. They've helped my wife, too, and everything. She started listening to you during COVID and all that. She worked in the emergency room as a case manager for, like, social work. But, yeah, she wasn't really listening to you before that. She thought you were a little crazy, but after COVID and everything, she thinks you're a man. So just thank you for all your products, especially the female force. She took that. We did like a regiment with it for like a couple months prior to finally we got conceived. She had PCOS. Just truly thank you for that, man.
Thank you, brother. We bring you the best products. Thank you.
Yeah. And so like my the way I've been watching the media cycle lately, there's definitely been a quickening. And I think they're doing a lot of different things for, like, just to distract people and everything, the Trump shooting and the cyber attack, and then Joe Biden dropping out of the race. And now they're bringing in Kamala. And I think they're trying to mitigate the shooting. And, like, already you can see they're trying to talk it down. And it looks like that they're probably going to bring in that Mark Kelly guy as the VP.
Yep.
To try to make it seem like that his wife got
shot. Mark Kelly or Shapiro, and, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a swing state, too, in Arizona. And he's a veteran and everything. And he can probably, like, take votes away from that. And it's already probably rigged down there anyways, because it doesn't seem like they've really done any changes to the voting down there. And especially up here in Connecticut, I don't know if you guys posted that article about what happened in Bridgeport.
Oh, the massive election fraud. Yeah, they caught him.
Yeah, Wanda. Yeah, Jesse Waters covered it the other, what was it, like a few months ago. But there was, like, something I was trying to look for from a long time ago. And that's been, it was, like, 2010. I think it was with Chris Murphy. You guys might have it. I tried looking for it. It was, like, a local news reporter went up to him. And it was, like, back in Bridgeport. And they asked him when he was running for Senate or Congress. And it was, what if you don't have enough votes or whatever? He said, don't worry, we'll find it. And they just started laughing. I looked everywhere on YouTube. Can't find it anywhere. Can't find it on Rumble.
Well, we'll find it, brother. John, thank you. We're out of time. Ruger in Ohio, next up. Go ahead, Ruger.
Hey, Alex. First of all, man, I'd like to say all praise to the Lord and Savior, man. We need, we definitely need Jesus more now than ever, and I think it's starting to kind of come to light with everything that's going on with Trump. I want to talk just for a second about kind of his leadership. So I joined the military in 2020, went straight into BUD, so in SEAL training and everything, and it was going great, loved it, met some of the best guys, and I felt great because Trump was in that leadership position, and, you know, the COVID vax was coming in and stuff, and they were kind of pushing, you know, you're not going to have to get it, we can never make you get it, and, you know, I believed Trump when they said that, and I still have the video, and I'm pretty sure it was me watching your show and you putting it on of where Biden said we could never do that, and then all of a sudden, you know, they turn around, and, you know, so I got kicked out of SEAL training. My wife got kicked out of the military. Then they start hitting us with, you know, pay this back, pay that back. And, you know, seeing Trump after he got shot again stand up, and you could see the emotion. And I mean, the spirit had to have been moving, and so many people in the crowd just to be able to display that type of leadership. And I mean, above all, it's love. So that's pretty awesome.
It is, brother. It was an epic moment in history. It was totally real. They're trying to dial it back, but it's not going to work. Nobody's going to forget what they did. And they're going to try to kill Trump again. So we should be talking about what happens if they kill Trump.
Yeah, well, I mean, if they kill him, I pray that people, you know, use their head. And honestly, people need to pray for our enemies. That's even the harder thing to do. Prayers go all the way around, but the ones for our enemies who are lost and just manipulated by the media. But if they do kill him, which I heard you say, they, you know, if they get him, they're going after you and Rogan and probably PBD and Elon. But yeah, man, I just think it's all going to come crumbling down. So what you were speaking to earlier about people having that small base community and trading, and, you know, I just picked apples with my son on our farm and made applesauce, you know, none of the Bill Gates stuff. So I think it's going to come crashing down for sure.
All right, brother, thank you so much for the call. Great points. All right, I want to go to Exodus and Jefferson in the first 5 minutes of the next hour, but I didn't plug last hour, and I got to do this right now, or we won't be here. I need your support. We've delivered on every front. These are great products you already need. I need you to go. I'm making the decision out of all this media, all this culture, all this stuff to support InfoWars, because I know we're in a bad economy. I know stuff's crazy. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com with the same InfoWars mega sale, 40% off on nitric boost, cleans out your blood, cleans out your body, does so much great work. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10, regrows your telomeres or makes them last longer. Amazing stuff. 40% off on Brain Force Ultra. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And then you can get the T-shirt, which is now shipping to us, made in Texas, with the Bulletproof. I should have done Never Surrender or 555, but the Bulletproof's great. It's a limited edition shirt. It funds the operation. The next shirt's coming out that says the other thing, but get it now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's a great shirt. and it's got InfoWars on the back. That's how we run this operation. It's how we fight the globalists. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get water filtration, air filtration, the highest quality storable foods, ready to ship. Everything we have on the site is in stock, ready to ship at InfoWarsStore.com. The Ultra 12, highest quality B12. All the products are there. X2, X3, selling out. We could be shut down in months. Could be your last chance to get these products. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And then my dad's company, separate from InfoWars. InfoWars shuts down, he'll be our main sponsor. He already is our main sponsor. DrJonesNatural.com, selling out of the Nano Silver Toothpaste, fluoride-free. Selling out of the incredible essential oil toothpaste with the turmeric, so good. All of it at DrJonesNaturals.com. Selling out of Next Level Foundational Energy, not an energy pill. It makes your cells create energy and has a huge energy effect you've never felt. You need Next Level Foundational Energy. InfoWarsStore.com has a lot of great products, but also DrJonesNaturals.com has so many incredible products like the Kava Chill and the Top Brain Nootropic that's amazing and the Rocket Rest Sleep Aid that gives you deep, incredible sleep. It's all there. Go peruse the products. Check it out. I thank you for your past support. And I encourage everybody, now is the time for support. I will never give up. I'll never sell out, but I could give in. I could break down. I could fail like an engine that doesn't have fuel or oil in it. So I need your support. I'll never sell out. I'll never back down. I'll never give in, but I could give out like an old horse. So I need your support now to make the decision to go to drjonesnaturals.com. And again, I want to thank everybody that has gone there, and I want to salute you for your past support, your prayer, your word of mouth, your financial support, plus the great products you need. But I need all the people, millions, that are on the fence that for some reason will never go to drjonesnaturals.com or will never go to InfoWarsStore.com and will never get the products. What are you waiting for? They're great products, and it funds the operation. I need you to stand with us at this critical juncture in history. All right, we're going to go to break. DrJonesNaturals.com, InfoWarsStore.com, Next Level Financial Energy selling out right now. Turbo Force sold out. I told you it would. Silver product's about to sell out. The Silver Bullet about to sell out. And then who knows, there'll be money to restart it and order more product. We are that close, but I'm going to maximum firepower right to the end, never surrendering. And if God takes me out of the game for a while, that's God's choice. But God's working through you. So please, if God touches your heart to support us, do it now at drjonesnaturals.com and InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.